by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is certainly one of my favorite guests, Mr. John Perkins. And those of you who haven't heard his my previous interviews with him on his book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, have really missed tremendous insight into how the world really works. His latest book, The Secret History of America's Empire, we carry his previous book, we think it's key to understanding what's going on in the world. Now, we have our vision. America's good. We are doing everything we can to help third world countries. But Mr. Perkins looks at it a little differently. Having been recruited by the National Security Agency, the top secret spy agency, to many, many years ago, to travel throughout the world, to prepare reports which would encourage third world countries to take on additional debt, which eventually would be used to enslave their people. The rich got richer in those countries, the poor got poorer, and eventually Mr. Perkins switched sides, and now he's doing everything he can to tell people about the American Empire and how it really works. And once you understand this, you can understand why we have troops in 130 nations throughout the world. Mr. Perkins, thank you so much for being with us again.
Stan, hi. It's great to be with you again. Thanks for having me on.
Well, how are the sales of your new book doing?
Well, they're doing great. It's July 15th, New York Times list. It's number 22 again, and Confessions is back on the list for its 63rd or 64th week. So, and what this tells me is that people really, really are interested in getting at the truth, the secret history, if you will, behind the facts, which are often lies that are really presented to us. And I think people really are interested in finding out what's truly going on and in taking action to change it, because the second book is really about things we can do to take action to change these things.
And we have to change it because we have a responsibility for what the invisible government, the people who really rule America, are doing to exploit the people of the rest of the world and increase hatred. So why don't you sort of go ahead and give our listeners an overview of what's going on?
Well, you know, in the book, The Secret History of the American Empire, I talk about how in the last several decades, economic hitmen really have created the world's first truly global empire and done it primarily without the military. Through economics. And there's a lot of different ways that we work, but perhaps the most common is to select a developing country that has resources our corporations covet, such as oil, and then arrange a huge loan to that country from the World Bank or one of its sister organizations. And that money doesn't go to the country, however. Instead, it goes to our own corporations that build big infrastructure projects in that country, like power plants and industrial parks, things that benefit a few very rich people in those countries, as well as our own corporations, but don't reach most of the people, the majority of the population who use very little electricity, can't get jobs in industrial parks. But they and the whole country are left holding a huge debt, so huge they can't repay it. So at some point we go back and say, since you can't repay your debts, do us a big favor. Sell our oil companies your oil real cheap, or vote with us on the next critical United Nations vote, or send troops in support of ours to someplace in the world like Iraq. And when we fail, which isn't very often, we economic hitmen, then the jackals are sent in. And these are men, usually sometimes women, who overthrow governments or assassinate their leaders. And I talk in the book about a number of instances where I failed or my associates failed, and the jackals went in and assassinated the leaders or overthrew the governments.
Now, that's so foreign to the way that we here in America feel about our leaders. I mean, supposedly we are altruistic. Well, I believe the average American really is concerned about what's going on, but certainly there is this corporatocracy that you talk about. Would you like to sort of explain what the corporatocracy is, John?
Yeah, you know, I agree completely with you, Dr. Stan, that the average American does feel differently about this, wants a good world, and really doesn't understand what's going on, and that's why I wrote the book, so that people will understand. The corporatocracy is the modern equivalent of the emperor. We don't have an individual who is an emperor who is not voted into power, does not serve a limited term, which is characteristic of emperors, and reports to nobody. But we do have a group of people that do meet this criteria, and they're the ones who run our big corporations. They don't serve limited terms. They're not elected. They don't really report to anybody. They like to say they report to their board of directors, but in fact, usually their boards of directors are their best friends, and they all take care of each other. And these people finance all of our political campaigns, so they have tremendous influence over all of our politicians, whether they're Democratic or Republican. It doesn't really matter from this standpoint. And they also control our media, either by outright ownership or through advertising. And so they really are calling the shots around the world today. In fact, you know, you might say that the old view of the world of 180-some-odd countries with one or two that really rule, it used to be the Soviet Union and the United States, now it's mainly the United States. China's coming into power, but still primarily the United States. But that's really kind of an archaic picture. Today we might better visualize the geopolitics of the world as being this big globe that's surrounded by huge clouds that drift around the entire planet, recognizing no national boundaries. And these are the big corporations.
And, of course, the corporatocracy is not only the corporations, but the intelligence agencies, the CIA, you know, and certainly the other intelligence agencies. And they all work together, you know, for this common goal of American dominance. But, and you know, here you get Bechtel Corporation or Fluor or the others. They get these fabulous contracts, and they will put an electric plant in, but not in a place where, you know, it's going to do much of any good. Maybe it'll be on a piece of land that is owned by the ruler of the country, and he makes a tremendous profit. But so often, the developments we're putting in are not helping the people. And you point out in your book that, I mean, what is it, almost half the world lives on about $2 a day?
Yeah, more than half the world lives on $2 or less a day, and that's roughly the equivalent to what a much smaller population, which was more than half the world, lived on 30 years ago. So in actual terms, we've gotten poorer. More people have gotten poorer over time.
We'll be right back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Mr. John Perkins. We're talking about his latest book, The Secret History of America's Empire. And it's so foreign to the average individual to think of us having an empire. And yet, you know, if you think objectively, why are we closing American military bases and opening military bases all throughout the rest of the world? Why do we have so many troops stationed in other countries? And why, you know, is it so often that the leaders of countries that disagree with us, why their plane blows up, or there's a revolution in those countries, or they and their family are assassinated? Does this just happen by accident? John Perkins, in his book, tells first-hand experience. He was there, and of course, when he failed to get what the corporations wanted from the various countries, why, then they would send in the jackals, and they were the CIA or special operators who would either overthrow the country or assassinate national leaders. Now, certainly, John, this must be creating tremendous unrest and hatred for America, because people throughout the rest of the world really know what's going on, don't they?
Yes, a great many of them do. It's very disturbing to think of how little we Americans really do know, Dr. Stan. And that's why I wrote these books, because I think that, you know, democracy is built on the premise that you have an informed electorate. And if your electorate or a great number of your electorate does not understand the most basic concepts of our foreign policy, it's very difficult to believe that we really, truly are a democracy. Forget about chads. Forget about stolen elections. I mean, we shouldn't forget about those things. But perhaps more devastating, really, is the fact that we just plain don't understand, for the most part, in the United States. People don't realize what's going on. For example, as I travel across the country speaking at various venues, including universities, I hear so many people saying, but our foreign aid is altruistic. We give so much money to these countries. How can they be so angry at us? We ought to just withdraw our aid. Well, the fact of the matter is, the majority of foreign aid never goes to helping people in other countries. It's not altruistic. It goes to helping our corporations get into these countries. And that's why people are angry, because they know that they're not getting any of this aid, even though they're being credited with it. And they, much of it's in the terms of loans that they have to pay the interest on, so that our corporations can get rich off their resources. But most Americans don't understand this, and we need to understand it. I have tremendous faith in the American population. If we can just educate ourselves, if the message can get out there so that enough people understand this, then I'm sure we will turn this around.
And you talk in your book about, you know, very, very frequently, being a book signing at a bookstore, giving a talk, and other people who've done exactly what you have done have come forward and thanked you for bringing out the truth they didn't have the courage to bring out.
Yeah, I got a lot of people thanking me. And I think it's not just that they didn't have the courage to bring it out, it's that they didn't have the knowledge or the opportunity. I was in there. I did all this. Everything in these two books, Secret History of the American Empire and Confessions of an Economic Hitman, is based on my actual experiences, or in the case of Secret History, on other people who came out of the closet and told their stories. Most Americans haven't participated in this sort of thing. So it's hard for them to tell the stories. But what it isn't hard for them to do is to really work to get educated. And we must insist in this, in these next elections, whether we're talking about the presidential elections or any of our local elections, we must insist that the people running to represent us address the real issues. You know, the war in Iraq is important, but it's really kind of a symptom of a bigger issue, which is about plundering oil and about getting our big companies to have construction projects and in other countries. Iraq didn't go along with our intent there to have this done, and so we went to war over it. We need to address the bigger issue, though, the issue of our intent at dominating the world, and for that matter, our own people. You know, why is it that we're the only country, the only developed country in the world that doesn't have decent health insurance for its people? Why is it that we're taking pensions away from people and we're threatening Social Security and Medicare? Why is it that our laborers are not allowed to unionize? Why is it that we're constantly being put deeper and deeper into debt with college loans and kids getting credit cards, swamped with credit cards when they're 18 years old? We are being very much exploited here, and we must demand that our politicians address these issues and help us return to those values that are the ones that I was taught as I grew up of what would make America great.
Well, now, one of the criticisms of your book is, well, but, you know, look, America was the country that wanted to forgive the debts of these third world countries, these countries that were so burdened with debt. America led the effort to simply forgive the debt. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, that's a classic case. I'm all for debt forgiveness. I'd love to see that happen. But this last round, which involved 18 countries, most of them in Africa and some in South America, was not really about debt forgiveness. That's what it was branded as. That's how it was labeled. But the fact is we required huge, what we call conditionalities from these countries in exchange for forgiving some of their debt. And those conditionalities included them privatizing their water systems, their electric systems, sometimes their education and their prison systems, and selling them to our corporations. It also involved them agreeing not to erect any trade barriers for any of our goods coming into their country, but accepting barriers that we have, including subsidies that we have on our agricultural products. So in exchange for, quote-unquote, forgiving their debt, they had to pay a very, very high price. And this is an incredible technique of economic hitmen. It's a very successful approach. And it's a subterfuge. We in the United States hear, oh, yeah, we're going to forgive their debt. But what we don't hear is the tremendous burden that we place on them in order to forgive their debt. So, you know, it's like if I'm your banker and I give you a huge loan knowing you can't repay it, and then I say, oh, but I'll forgive your debt as long as you do something for me, a huge thing for me, you know, something as long as I can corrupt you and to convince you to do something for me that you otherwise wouldn't conceive of doing for me.
And, of course, you know, the problem is that so many people throughout the rest of the world are already poorer now than they were 20 years ago. You'd think that their standard of living would be going up, but, of course, it's going down. And you point out in your book that, you know, many of the great corporations that go into the areas, you know, the jungles, and they create tremendous pollution and just destroy everything and the flora and the fauna and everything. And here these indigenous people, you know, have always been able to live and get along fine, and suddenly they're facing all sorts of health problems and other problems as a direct result of what's going on. So-called development is not helping the people at all.
No, it's really a crime. Our corporations have ravaged and plundered so many places. You know, the Amazon, where I do a lot of work, is one example. How our oil companies and our cattle companies and our lumber companies have just destroyed these remarkable forests and the lives of people there. Literally, people are dying from toxic waste from our oil companies throughout the Amazon, so that we can have cheaper petroleum here, or cheaper lumber, or cheaper beef for McDonald's, etc. And you know, you're absolutely right about during this period, which the World Bank calls a period of golden development from the 70s up to now, and I was an economic hitman during the 70s, the gap between rich and poor has actually doubled during this period. We have not gotten rid of poverty. We've increased poverty tremendously. And at the same time, we've increased the wealth of a very few people. And we've reached a point where 5% of the world's population lives in the United States, slightly less than 5%. And we consume over 25% of the world's resources and create more than 30% of the world's pollution. And yet we hold that out as an example, our way of life as an example. Say, you know, the Indians ought to follow this, and the Chinese, and the Africans. But in fact, they can't follow that model. It's not a viable model. Less than 5% consuming over 25%, creating more than 30% of the pollution. You just can't replicate that anywhere else, and we can't continue with it. We must change. We must, you know, concentrate on becoming sustainable, stable, and peaceful world for everyone, everywhere. I have to recognize that my grandson cannot possibly expect to live in a better world, in a safe, stable, sustainable, and peaceful world, unless every child growing up in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, and in the Middle East also has that expectation. We live in a very small planet today, Dr. Stan. We need to also understand that we will have no homeland security unless we visualize that the homeland is the entire planet.
And, of course, if you go to Africa today, the ravages of the AIDS epidemic there are just really wiping out, you know, whole populations of people. And people, it's just so difficult. We have tuberculosis, malaria, Sunia, unchecked. Since we banned DDT, and you know, at least they can spray the rooms and cut down on the malaria incidents. But we've lost 100 million people from malaria over the last 30 years, and nobody seems to care.
Yeah, you know, Africa is the big secret. We don't talk about Africa. Nobody really understands what's going on in Africa, because it's much easier for the corporations if we don't understand. Africa is being terribly, terribly exploited. And I really believe it's the canary in the cage, and it's basically dead. It's a warning to us. And yet you're absolutely right about malaria, about HIV, about tuberculosis, about so many diseases that infect that continent. But in addition, in the last decade, more than 4 million people have died in Congo, so that we, you and I, can have cheap cell phones and cheap laptop computers. And again, most people in the United States don't realize that these instruments that we use every single day require a mineral called coltan, which is only mined in Congo. And the mining of that mineral, to keep it cheap, to basically enslave miners, and the wars that go on around that have killed more than 4 million people in the last decade. And that's it. And we are a direct cause of that, and we need to understand that. We need to understand that we should be paying more for our cell phones and laptops, and insisting that that extra money go to give these people better lives, and also insisting that the corporations themselves don't take such big profits, and their CEOs don't pay themselves such huge salaries, and that the difference in all of that goes to make better lives for these people, because it's our self-interest to realize that as long as these people live desperate, destitute lives, we're going to live in a very unstable and unsafe world.
Well, Chris, you were on the other side of this whole thing. And, you know, certainly the people who serve their corporate masters, the corporatocracy, do very, very well. They're well rewarded. You actually talk in your book about how you were actually threatened and then bribed not to write your initial book, The Confessions of Economic Hitman, and you really sort of avoided that for, what, close to 20 years.
I did, Dr. Stan. I left off being an economic hitman in 1981. And I continue to live within that system for a long time. In fact, I did try to write the book several times, but each time I went out, talked to other economic hitmen and jackals to try to get their stories in the book, and each time I was approached by people who threatened me and also bribed me. I took a lot of money not to write the book, most of which I put toward nonprofit organizations in the Amazon and other areas that I'd screwed as an economic hitman. So I kind of assuaged my guilt. But I gave in to the threats and the bribes. I had a young daughter, too, who I feared for. And then after 9/11, I went to ground zero, and I knew that I had to write the book. I knew that the American people needed to understand why there's so much anger, frustration, and hatred aimed at us. which is in no way to condone the mass murder that occurred there, but it is to say that I knew that we needed to get this message out. And at that point, I did not approach anybody else. I didn't tell anybody I was writing the book. Even my daughter and wife didn't know that I was writing the book. I knew I was writing, but they didn't know what, until the manuscript was in the hands of my literary agent, and he'd sent it out to a bunch of publishers. At that point, it became my best insurance policy, because any jackal, any assassin who's worth his weight in gold, who's worth his job, knows that if something dire happens to me, that book's going to sell, skyrocket in sales. It'll sell a lot more. It's already sold a lot of copies, but it'll sell a lot more, and it would sell them to people that otherwise would never read the book.
We'll be back in just a moment here with John Perkins. Sessions of X, I'm the Hitman, and the book, Secret History of America's Empire.
With Destiny Lending, manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'd be standing back here at the American Peace Network. And, John, before we go on, would you like to get your web page out so if people would like to go there, they could get your information?
Yes. You want me to give you that now?
Yes, go ahead.
It's johnperkins.org.
It's just johnperkins.org.
Yeah, they can also go to dreamchange.org, which is a nonprofit, but johnperkins.org will take them there, too, so that's the important one.
Now, of course, one of the big things was, well, he's the only person talking about this. There's nobody else talking about it. So you actually helped put together another book, and we interviewed the man who compiled that. I know you wrote the foreword to it. what was the title of the other book where a number of other people who had been working as economic hitmen or helping
right,
them?
Right, A Game as Old as Empire, Dr. Stan.
A Game as Old as Empire.
A Game as Old as Empire. And that's a compilation of a, you know, a lot of other people who were either economic hitmen or jackals or have researched it extensively. So each chapter is written by a different, very highly qualified author. And, yeah, one reason we put that book out, and as you said, I wrote the introduction, and it was actually my brainchild that put the book out, was to answer this question where people said, well, how come Perkins is the only one talking about this? Well, that book's full of other people talking about it. And my new book, The Secret History of the American Empire, has the stories of many other people, too, who came to me and told me about their stories as economic hitmen and jackals and in various other positions. So a lot of people now are talking about this, and of course there have been a lot of other books coming out and movies like, you know, Blood Diamond and Syriana and The Constant Gardener, and, well, you know, Michael Moore's new movie and Al Gore's new movie. And, you know, some of these movies you can disagree with, I can disagree with, but the fact is I think it's very positive that we're getting a lot of messages out there that the American public is being asked to really think about this, and this is so important in this election year that we've got coming up, that we don't just think about abortion and stem cells and the war in Iraq, that we look at those issues, but we also look at some of the bigger issues that really surround those issues.
And of course, I think that there is a growing awareness out there across America that something is seriously wrong, especially with so many people having voted, you know, for the Democratic Party, thinking they were going to get us out of the war in Iraq and not a great deal has changed. So we got a real problem.
Well,
we got people who sell their souls, wants to get back into Washington, D.C. And I always like to say we've got the finest politicians in Washington, D.C. the money can buy. We need people who represent the public rather than the special interests.
Well, yeah, you know, it's I am concerned that one of the things I hear when I'm on the road is, well, you know, if we just get Obama in or Hillary in or some Democrat in, everything's going to be okay. Well, it's not going to be okay. Things will change. I'm all for a change, you know, a big change, and we need to push the politicians. But we need to recognize that those politicians are incredibly beholden to the corporatocracy, the people who run our big corporations. And so we really need to change the corporations. We need to change the politicians, too, but we also need to change the corporations. And, you know, I talk in Secret History about this idea of how we can make this a better world, more stable, sustainable, and peaceful world. And we really have to get these corporations to stop looking at their main function being to maximize profits, make a few rich people a lot richer, and instead define as their goal to create a better world for all of us, to take care of their employees when they're employed and after retirement, to take care of all those people around the world that are providing the resources, that are digging in the mines of Congo or in the oil fields of the Amazon or in the sweatshops of Asia, to make sure that they get decent health care, a decent living, decent homes, decent food. Because if we want to have a stable, sustainable, and peaceful world for us and our children and grandchildren, we must recognize that this has to be a total world objective. And our corporations are in an incredible position to make that happen. They can make that happen, and we need to insist that they do that.
Well, you know, Chris, you're talking about almost a utopian world. How do you get people to change their whole framework? I mean, certainly General Motors is demanding their employees take almost a 50% cut in their salaries here. Delphi, a large automotive parts producer, did get a 50% of cut from their employees. It was either that or no job at all, and certainly a lot of GM employees, and, you know, rather than getting $70 an hour, or settle for $40 an hour. That's total package, of course, that with health and benefits and retirement and all. But I mean, certainly we don't see much altruism, as we manifest these things today. I agree with you totally. What we need are better people. People who really feel as you do are willing to make personal sacrifices. Well, when you see somebody like the chairman of Enron retire with a $400 million parachute for job well done. And
yeah.
you know that Exxon is one of the major organizations in this whole corporatocracy. Why? I mean, you realize that there's very little altruism there.
Well, yeah, you know, I think part of the answer is that is don't buy General Motors. You know, people say, buy American, buy General Motors, but why buy from a company that's screwing its employees so badly? Some of the Japanese manufacturers are much better to their employees. And, you know, don't buy from companies that pay their executives such exorbitant fees. In this country, the big corporations, the average CEO of our biggest corporations makes 400 to 500 times more than the average employee. In Europe, it's between 10 and 15 times. This is outrageous. We just don't need to put up with this anymore. We need to let these corporations know that we're not going to put up with this anymore. They cannot continue to take away our pensions and our insurance and our salaries and hammer us into the ground and continue to pay their employees tremendous amounts of money. Look at our oil companies. You know, they've been taking windfall profits, record-breaking profits for the last several years. There's no reason for this. At the same time, they're destroying the Amazon and other parts of the world and resulting in the loss of hundreds of thousands of lives in places like Iraq over oil wars and also in Africa. We need to stop this. We need to put our feet down and say, you know, we're just not going to put up with this anymore. We expect something a lot better from these people. These corporate executives today are robber barons. And I don't think they really actually want to be. I've known a lot of CEOs. I've never known one that really wanted to see the earth destroyed, that wanted to see global warming, that wanted to see Florida sink into the ocean, that wanted to see the ozone layer destroyed. I've met a lot of them that love rainforests, that love hiking. And yet they grow up in this world that we help them to understand that says profit, 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 that says that we respect people that have huge yachts and private jets. We need to turn that around. And instead of having a list of the 500 wealthiest executives, let's honor the 500 who've done most to make this a better world for our kids and their brothers and sisters on every continent. Let's honor those people. Let's say it's not the private jets that we like. It's not the life of the rich and the famous that we like. It's people who do good things. And, you know, ultimately every one of us knows that in our hearts, well, what makes me feel good? What makes you feel good, Dr. Stan? It's not, you know, a huge car or a big house. It's knowing that I'm providing something important for my kids and my grandchildren.
We'll be right back in just a moment here to wrap up the program with John Burton.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our telephone number, if you're out there in the audience, you have a question for Mr. Perkins, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But there really is a problem. There's a problem with this dominance of the rest of the world and America forcing these other countries to abide by our wishes, and with that, the enslavement of the people, because certainly the people are having to pay the taxes to the government, and as John points out in his book, many times almost half of the income of that country is going to be coming back to America to pay interest on the debt, and of course it's not either it's to certainly our government or to the World Bank or the International Monetary Fund or these various agencies we have, but they're already extensions of our government, aren't they?
Yes, they are. It's amazing how what we've been doing overseas as economic hitmen is now coming back to haunt us here in this country, Dr. Stan. The techniques have been so successful that the economic hitmen are coming back to roost in our own land. I remember when I first became an economic hitman, I was in my early 20s, and I was making good money, and I had a very hard time getting a credit card. When my daughter turned 18, she was swamped, and still in high school, didn't even have a job. She was swamped by them. And, there's this constant barrage of wanting us to take on more and more credit, which puts us in a position that makes us very vulnerable to keeping our jobs at big corporations and not speaking out against them and towing the line. There's so many things in play here in the United States today that are the signs of basically economic hitmen subverting our system. We need to stand up to that. We need to have the kind of courage that our forefathers had back in the 1770s when they stood up to the world's most powerful empire at that time, and it happened to be their own government. They were traitors. They were insurgents. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Tom Paine, John Hancock, Martha Washington, Betsy Ross, all of those people were insurgents. They stood up against their own government. They were traitors. They would have been hanged if they had lost the American Revolution. And they weren't desperate people. These were not poor people. And history shows us that the average farmer in the 13 colonies in those days was much better off than the average farmer in Europe. But these were not desperate people in terms of economics. These were people who stood for a higher principle, who wanted to create a better world for their children and grandchildren, and so they had the courage to go out and do so. We need to have that same sort of courage today.
Well, I agree with you totally, and what we need to do, Chris, I believe, is to change the hearts of people and get them to realize what's really important, and unfortunately we've become a terribly materialistic, hedonistic society, and we've lost sight of the vision of what's made America, of course, the envy of the entire world. So certainly, as we look at what's going on, would you like to perhaps explain to our listeners your view of why we went to war with Iraq? Because you talk about that in your first book.
Yes, well, we had a tremendous success in Saudi Arabia, we economic hitmen, in the early 70s when there was an oil embargo imposed by OPEC against us because of our policies toward Israel. The Treasury Department came to me and other economic hitmen and said, listen, you got to come up with a plan so that OPEC can't blackmail us again. And so we went to Saudi Arabia. I went to Saudi Arabia because we knew that was the key. They had more oil than anyone else. And the House of Saud, the royal family, was corrupt and corruptible. And so we convinced the House of Saud basically to reinvest, to return most of the money it made selling oil to the world, to send it to the United States, invest it in government securities here, our Treasury Department then had permission to use all the interest from that money, which has amounted to trillions of dollars over the years, to hire U.S. corporations to westernize Saudi Arabia. The Saudis also agreed to keep the price of oil within limits acceptable to our oil companies. Not necessarily acceptable to you and me, but acceptable to our oil companies. And to only buy oil for dollars. Put the dollar on the oil standard, essentially. And we agreed to keep the House of Saud in power. It was an incredible history-making deal that we signed, perhaps the most important deal of the last century, with the possible exception of treaties to end World Wars I and II. And so we tried. Then we decided we needed to get Saddam Hussein to accept something similar in Iraq, but he wouldn't do it. And so we sent in the jackals to assassinate him. We couldn't assassinate him. His security was too good. He had too many look-alike doubles, which make it difficult to compromise the security system. And so we took him. We attacked in 91 and destroyed his military. We thought that by doing so, we would have chastised him sufficiently that now he would come around to our way of thinking in the 90s. Economic hitmen went back in. Once again, he did not accept the deal. And the jackals weren't able to take him out again, so we sent the military in once again. The last resort in all of these, this procedure, you start with economic hitmen, then you go to jackals. If all else fails, then you send in the military, which is what we did in Iraq once again, and this time we took him out, and we basically thought we'd own the country and be able to impose our will on it, and we're still trying.
Right, and Chris, the American government has this oil contract that they want the provisional government to sign, and it's just going to give us, control of their oil in perpetuity. And the American people know something's wrong with, we didn't go in for the weapons of mass destruction. They've lied and deceived us, and now, of course, they've got this special contract for the oil. How important that is, the government's just going to sign that contract. Well, I mean, where do we get off going in there and telling them what to do with their oil? It's not our oil. It's their oil.
Well, isn't it interesting that when we first went to war in Iraq, I remember the president going on television and saying, we want to reclaim Iraqi oil for the Iraqi people.
Sure.
Take it out of the hands of this dictator, Saddam Hussein, that was using it to build his personal palaces, et cetera. Put it back in the hands of the Iraqi people so they can build up their country with it. And, yeah, this new deal we're signing, which basically turns all their oil over to our companies for the next 30 years, does exactly the opposite of that. In fact, it puts the Iraqi people in a worse position even than they were with under Saddam Hussein, vis-a-vis oil, at least. So it was a total deception. And we have a right not to be deceived in that way. And not only, in that regard, but we didn't go in to defend democracy. We went in to defend oil companies.
We're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much, John. Look forward to having you on.
Thank you, Dr.
Program.
Stan. Enjoy it.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family-owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
DeKelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about DeKelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, I'd like to stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning was John Perkins. I hope you enjoyed it. I do have a four-tape set of my previous interviews with John Perkins called Economic Hitman. We carry his books, Confession of an Economic Hitman, and, of course, Secret History of the American Empire. And you must understand that I agree totally with his diagnosis of what's going on in the world. Of course, we're not going to change the makeup of our corporations. You're going to have to learn to change the hearts of men. And the only thing that's going to do that is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Talk all you want to about men should be altruistic. Men should be idealistic. Corporations should be working for the good of people. That's not the way the world is. And, of course, what is really missed is behind all of this, there are, frankly, demonic forces that are energizing what's going on. And many of these corporate executives are actually controlled by the dark side. And until people understand that, and you get into the background of Henry Ford and Andrew Carnegie and many of the Rockefellers, they were all, of course, involved in spiritualism, in the occult. Once you understand that, so much of what's going on begins to make sense. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You ought to read it or at least watch the DVD. And if you can't afford it, you can go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, click on the videos, and you can actually watch the DVD. We have it posted up there, although we'd like you to buy it from us. If you can't afford it, you can watch it that way. And then hopefully you will, and you'll want to get it and get it to others. But the book is less expensive. How it gives you the documentation. Brotherhood of Darkness is the key to understanding not only what's going on from a geopolitical point of view, but from a spiritual point of view. And an understanding of the fact that you can't understand, understanding of the forces that shape the events of the 20th century is predicated not upon facts to be learned, but upon secrets to be discovered. And there really are secrets out there. And we expose them such that we have a new four-tape set or CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret, which deals with Rhonda Byrne's book, which is really what this is all about. She's telling you from the other side, and she's telling you, oh, you can have anything you want to. All you've got to do is learn how to manipulate the universe with your mind. Manipulate the universe with your mind? Yeah, that's what they're telling you. You can manipulate the universe with your mind. Well, what you're really doing, of course, is opening it up to demonic spirits. And this is the secret that great people throughout the past have utilized, but, of course, at the price of their eternal soul. We are involved in a spiritual battle. Hey, that's why you need, of course, to see my talk on the forbidden secret. It's on DVD or VHS. Constance Cumby's DVD on the emergence, and she's talking about the coming world leader. They are making preparations for it. You need to go to the website of the people on the other side, LuciusTrust.org. Understand they're out there, and of course they're working to destroy this nation. Pray for America, pray for revival. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
As Iraq war policy and supporting a proposal to bring most troops home by March, New Mexico senator is the latest in a string of Republican lawmakers who are urging change in the U.S. tactics in Iraq. Flying drones are creating some tension in the military. Use of the unmanned aircraft has soared recently, and the Air Force wants to take over development and purchasing. The Army doesn't like the idea, saying it would create more bureaucracy. Floating down the Boise River on an